Peas are rapidly making headway in the plant-based protein sector. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. What started as a seed genetics business in the mid-1980s has evolved into a major player in the plant-based protein arena. Minneapolis-based Purus is betting big on peas. Here's corporate development manager Zach Hubert.
Peas are a great fit for this problem. They're a climate-smart crop. They fix nitrogen in the soil, meaning they add more nitrogen than they consume. They're incredibly water-efficient, preserving a precious resource, especially in the face of changing climates. Peas and other pulses produce less greenhouse gas emissions per pound of protein than any other source. Protein from peas has 6 times fewer emissions than dairy proteins and over 13 times less emissions than beef. And then they promote healthy topsoil.
Hubert says the U.S. grows about 4 million acres of peas, and global production is only 14 million acres. He believes production is a food security issue.
I think the future here is around protein independence. When you look at the world today, some of the geopolitical tensions going on, I think protein independence is going to be the focus of the conversation and ensuring that we have high quality ingredients to feed the population. So this is just the beginning. Opportunities continue to exist to increase efficiency per acre through protein density and improved yields.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.